Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. We all know the harp seal by the adorable photos we see of their pups. Sort of that poster child for seals. But what else do we know about the cousin of the leopard seal, the harbor seal, the gray seal, and the northern elephant seal? Now, there's a unique looking creature. I sense a future show about him. Well, I know a bit about the cousin of the harp seal, the harbor seal, because, and I've shared the story with you a few times, when I am fishing up at Cape Cod, I'm with my great friend Coach Gorski and our guide Steve Keene, who's also one of our good friends, one of Coach's best friends, and we're out there, and Steve will lead you out in kayaks, and he's going to take you, you're going to moor the kayak up somewhere, and that's basically docking it somewhere, and you're going to stand in water, many times waist deep, fly rods, and you're out there fishing for stripers. It's just a great day. Hey, you always fish with the people you want to be with, number one. And then you're going out in this enjoyable, beautiful place, pristine nature. And here I am standing in waist-deep water, shorts on, fishing away. And a harbor seal comes up. And I'm not joking, like 10 feet from me, he pops his head up out of the water, sort of smiles, looks at you, ducks down, and swims off. So I've got that great like visual image of the harbor seal. One day I need to get that great close-up, probably with my camera, you guys know me, of the harp seal. The harp seal is also called the saddleback seal. This is because of the saddleback marking on the back and sides of their light yellow or gray bodies on the adult seal. Harp seals are found in the North Atlantic and Arctic oceans. So if these two oceans are connected, then how can we tell the difference between them? One of the ways is the difference of the levels of salinity. You see all the cool facts that you learn here on Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature? Harp seals are commonly found in Greenland, Canada, Russia, Iceland, Norway, and of course, the USA. Harp seals are dependent upon floating ice sheets. They are a highly migratory animal following Arctic ice. They can travel up to 300 miles round trip to feed. So how far is it from your wherever you're sitting right now or in your car or whatever to your refrigerator? They're doing 300 miles round trip just for food. Well, because this ice sheets, and here's the serious sense of this, climate change will have an adverse effect on the survival of the harp seals. So I share that with you, but I'm also going to let you know that harp seals are the most abundant species of pinnipeds, great word, that is seals, sea lions, and walruses in the northern hemisphere. Speaking of walruses, another cool looking animal, and I'm sure down the road we will do a show on them too. So let's take a look at the characteristics of the harp seal. An adult can weigh up to 400 pounds and measure 5 to 6.5 feet in length. You know, you always have the image of what the pup looks like and the adorableness we spoke about and all that, never realizing that the adult guy gets pretty big. They have a lifespan of 20 to 30 years. They have short flippers and no external ears. Thick, strong claws on their front flippers, and that's important because that's part of the hunt, and we'll get to there in a little bit, and smaller claws on their back flippers. Harp seals have keen vision and hearing, but a poor sense of smell, and they are a very vocal animal. Harp seals feed underwater. Now, catch all this. They typically dive up to 300 feet, and a few of them have been recorded going down to 1,000 feet. This seal can hold its breath for up to 15 minutes during the dive. So here's the deal. When you are in a pool, how long do you usually hold your breath? And also, Are you hunting for fish? And are you capturing your prey with your mouth underwater at 300 feet? Well, that's pretty amazing when you think about that. This carnivore, as an adult, feeds on over 60 species of fish and invertebrates. The juvenile feeds on krill, but they are prey to killer whales and some sharks. The juveniles, they fall prey to polar bears, wolves, and foxes. And that makes sense because they're going to spend quite a bit of their time up on the ice. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's discuss the old and the young and the importance of ice. Now, I always tell you some really cool facts, and some of them just bang home. And, you know, as I'm doing my research, there are two cool facts, one for the old, one for the young, that I'm going to share with you right now. So let's go old. Older harp seals molt on the ice. They lose their pelts and their top layers of skin and grow a new fur coat every year. I just utterly think that's amazing. So now let's go to the young. Females give birth to a pup in large colonies. Even though their sense of smell is poor, the female can identify the pup by smell. Mothers of all species, and I really mean this, are just special creatures. At birth, the pup weighs about 25 pounds and are about 3 feet in length. Well, the female nurses the pup for only 12 days. Here's another cool fact. During this time, the pup puts on 5 pounds per day because of the high fat content of the mother's milk. This is important because the pup is born without a layer of blubber, which protects it from the cold. Now, here's an odd fact that goes along with that. So here you go. The female is going to stop nursing after 12 days, and the harp seal pup is unable to hunt for several weeks. The pup can lose up to 50% of its body weight during this time. He must live off its fat reserve. Obviously, the pup is very vulnerable to predators at this time. So you just, like, you listen to the old and the young and the stories about him, and you go, man, that survival is just so cool. In the U.S., the harp seal is protected like all marine mammals under the Marine Mammals Protection Act. In Canada, our close neighbor, so we'll talk about them, it is legal to hunt the seal. The harp seal is hunted mostly by indigenous people for meat and oil. Now, a problem arises when fishing trawlers are used in the North Atlantic and Arctic oceans. Harp seals can get caught up in the nets. Remember, they are mammals. They breathe air just like us. If they are not carefully released from the nets, they could drown. The greatest protection the harp seal has to predators is sunning themselves on that floating sheet of ice. Now, I've done research on wolves. I have this picture on my mind of what a wolf looks like with his full coat on in the wintertime. I have this picture of sea otters floating on their backs. Many times they'll have an oyster on their chest with a little rock as a tool and breaking over. Like, I have these images of, like, sort of what nature is and the beauty of it. And I also have that image, and I know I need to get there to see it up close and personal, of the snowy white coat of the harp seal pup. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.